and Natural Resources and Cultural Preservation Committee, April 10, 2018. Invocation, I'd like to ask Dale Beaver if he would offer that.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day given us, Lord. Lord, just thank you for allowing us to come together and do the business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that for your wisdom and your guidance this evening, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for everything you've done for this tribe, Lord, and for its citizens. And, Lord, we just love you so much for all that you are, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Next we have is a roll call. Tracy.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Dale Beaver.
Here.
Thomasina Hella Osborne.
Here.
Patrick Freeman.
Here.
Five present, zero absent, Chairman.
Thank you. Five present, zero absent constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next, we have the approval of minutes for March 13th, 2018.
Chairman, I like the motion to accept the minutes with any changes necessary.
Motion has been made to approve minutes with any necessary changes by Dale Beaver, seconded by Patrick Freeman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion minutes have been approved. Next, we have order of business, our camp and camp house and fellowship hall grant applications. Tallahassee Ceremonial Ground, Michael Proctor. Application here is for 2774. Is that the one here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. Anybody have any questions from committee?
What's the amount again? Did you
have it? 2774. The you know you're eligible for up to seven.
Right.
And this is for only. Or for that much?
Yeah, that's
okay.
All I need.
That's all you need. Okay,
yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll make you aware. That's
okay. Maybe it's a little more. But that's fine. That's all I need for right there.
Okay. And
prove
this is
what I'm doing.
One time only. And that,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomasina Hella Osborne. Roll call.
Thomasina Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That has been approved. Everything correct on your application?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
That's it. All right.
That's it. Well, thank you for coming up here. Next we have is Tallahassee Ceremonial Ground, David Proctor.
Mr.
Chairman, I'm requesting $2,008.24. Can't remember the exact amount.
20 cents.
20 cents, mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's to extend an arbor at my camp. Mm-hmm. I'm aware that we could ask for $7,000, but that's all I need.
Okay.
On my brother there.
Okay. All right, any questions from committee? And you'll be doing the work yourself.
Yep.
Motion
for D-Pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That is approved. Application is approved. Everything correct.
All right.
Next item we have is Tallahassee Ceremonial Ground, Joyce Noon.
Yes, I applied for an extension on my camp at the grounds, and it was established in, I think, 1997, I inherited from, I was a cook for our old maker, Lewis Proctor, and so it's been there since then, and it needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're having it, you're paying someone, a contractor?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looks like everything's there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any questions from committee?
Sorry, y'all
going to
be demoing that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, completely. I mean, it's horrible.
Motion to pass.
Motion for D-Pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Thomas Senior Hella Osborne. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That application is approved.
Okay.
And I hope everything's correct on your application.
Oh, it is.
Okay, all right, thank you. Next item we have is Gray Creek Indian Baptist Church, Pamela Palmer. You were here last month, is that correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was for our camp house.
Mm-hmm.
This is for our fellowship hall.
Okay.
And it just needs repair. The roof is leaking and it ruined our floor. So we had laminate flooring and it buckled up. And we just need that. We're going to put a metal roof on and guttering. Because the guttering's bad too. It's running our deck, you know, back porch and front porch. We want, you know, water leaks.
Okay. And you're paying a contractor also for the roof?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's included in that, $6,336.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from committee?
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That application is approved. Everything correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. That concludes the applications for the camp houses. Next item we have is TR-18-049, a tribe resolution of the Skull Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Oklahoma Department of Transportation for the improvement of a roadway within Okmulgee County, Oklahoma, by the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsors Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Pat Freeman. Discussion.
It's curtain.
Good evening. Yeah, this is an agreement between Creek Nation and ODOT, which will give us the right to do work on Business 56 right on the block in front of the council house. So.
Okay. Just that right there in the directly in front of it? Or?
Yes, sir.
It's a 0.1 mile section.
A little ahead of myself, but the next one down is the other three sides of the...
Okay.
There are city streets.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Any questions? Questions from the committee? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Thomas Singer-Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next item we have is TR18-050, a tribal resolution of Schuylkill Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the nation and the city of Okmulgee for the maintenance of roadway, bridges, and associated rights-of-way constructed or improved by the Schuylkill Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsors, Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to do pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Pat Freeman. Discussion.
Okay. This is a similar agreement between the nation and the city of Okmulgee, giving us the right to go in and do work, make improvements to the city streets on the other three sides of the council house.
What kind of improvements are you...
Replace the pavement around there. Mm-hmm. I just thought of improving the visual, the aesthetics there in the, around the courthouse or the council house, mm-hmm. with all the improvements that have been made to the building, trying to spiff up the streets around that block as well.
Okay.
Is it inspected by the city?
What's that?
Is it your completed work inspected by the city?
I would definitely invite the city to take a look, make sure they were pleased with it. Part of our requirements when we use our federal money is that we have to have a construction inspector on the site as well. We have to make sure that all the work's done to ODOT specification.
Any more questions? No more questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Singer-Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next item we have is TR18-051, a tribal resolution of Schuylkill Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between them, Schuylkill Creek Nation, Alabama Quasadi Tribal Town, Kalegi Tribal Town, and Tlaloc Tribal Town for the method of allocation for the nation's proportional share of funding for housing and urban development funds and the Indian Housing Block Grant. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion. Evening.
This is a MOU that we do every year, but it's for the 19 years, so same thing. Same thing every year.
Okay.
It just says we share a formula area, so we have to determine how we want that funding done.
Mm-hmm. Questions from committee? Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Singer-Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next item we have is TR18-052, and tribal resolution of the Schuylkill Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding with Twin Hills Public Schools for the maintenance of a walking trail built by the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
McElroy's superintendent, it's a Twin Hills school, and he came up this evening to the committee meeting as well. This is for an agreement between the Creek Nation and the Twin Hills School District. They purchased 25 acres just south of the schoolhouse there in Twin Hills, and they would be interested in having a walking trail built on that acreage. And use that to leverage to get a grant from the state to do playground equipment and so forth, like they've done at Morris and Beggs. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Questions from committee?
What is the length of the walking trail that you're talking about?
Let's see. I don't have that. Oh, one mile.
1 mile.
Yeah. More questions? This property, is, there's nothing on it now. It shows like a pond there, I guess.
Yeah, there's a pond, a small pond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question, Dale? Mark, any questions? All right. No questions, roll call vote.
Thomas and Yohella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Next item we have is TR18-053, a tribal resolution of Schoolcreek Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit with Jake's Fireworks on behalf of the Glenpool Indian Creek Indian Community. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion. We got anybody? Yes.
Yes, something that we've been doing for the last 3 years. I think before the fireworks would pay the community $2,500, that says $3,000 now.
Okay. Questions from committee? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas and Yohella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR18-054, a tribal resolution of Schoolcreek Creek Nation authorizing a principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit on behalf of Twin Hills Indian Community. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Patrick Freeman. Discussion.
I don't think anybody has Twin Hills, but basically it's kind of similar to Glenpool's. Some people want to set up a firework stand just outside of the, just I think on the west side of the where the restaurant is. Mm-hmm. There's an area right there on the west side, and they want to set up a stand right there. Mm-hmm. And since it's for a period of 12 days, it needs a operating permit. So.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas and Yohella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 18-049, the law from Schoolcreek Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the AG Youth Development Program for costs associated with increased enrollment and student services. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second. Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Good evening. Yes. We're here today to request a supplemental appropriation for the Ag Youth Program. Billy can talk a little bit more about how the programs continue to expand, but we took a look at the budget, and I wanted to also recognize Billy's hard work and efforts to expand the program to where it's at. He's being recognized on behalf of his efforts by the state FFA organization, receiving the honorary state FFA degree, which is a really big deal for the state. It's the highest degree that the state FFA organization can award. So he's done a lot of great work, and it's awesome that we're able to recognize him on behalf of his efforts for the nation.
I'm really just accepting it on behalf of the Creek Nation. But we have had an increase in enrollment, and on top of that, we've had an increase in the enrollment that we already had. Kids are just so much more involved in different aspects, in a greater variety of aspects. Our archery program, our livestock program, we're just really continuing to grow. Just this year, Henrietta and Old Moldy added FFA chapters. So, I mean, it's we're on the rise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions from committee? Questions?
One thing you might note, in the budget, we're not requesting an increase for indirect costs because the percentage that it was budgeted at is actually allocated above what the percentage that's actually in effect. So there's enough money in that line item to offset the increase already.
Okay. No questions, roll call vote.
I'm assuming Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we passed on to BF&J for funding source. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next item we have is NCA 18-050, a law in Muskoka Creek Nation authorizing an expenditure of the United States Department of Transportation Federal Transit Administration discretionary grant funds and appropriating tribal funds for the tribal match with the purchase and installation of solar lighted bus shelters. Sponsored, Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Patrick Freeman. Discussion.
Brandon. Yes. This is actually, what it is just the matching funds. But really, it's not matching funds. The ODOT, the Department of Transportation, has put in for $108,000, and we're just matching $12,000 of our funds for solar lighted at 10 of our stations along our trolley bus route. And they are Creek Nation. They are Creek Nation, locations.
Okay. Any questions from committee?
Yes, Bill. So then, we haven't really got the grant. We're just, I guess, because of the way the grant is, I guess it's a requirement of the grant for the tribe to put up front $12,000,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then if we get it, then we'll get $120,000?
Yes.
Okay. And these are for solar lighted bus stops, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Actually, we have received the grant. It just requires a $12,000 match, so it'll be $120,000 total. So these are FTA funds that we're actually already drawing down. So we've already been awarded the fund, and the matching grant will come out of Kirk's budget, right?
No, it just come out of the general funds of the tribe. I would have used our own program income if they would have allowed it, but Federal Transit doesn't allow it. So that's why we're asking for the tribal appropriation.
Oh, okay.
So the award, it's already been awarded. We just need to meet the match requirement.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Questions from committee? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas and Yahela Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. And that would be forwarded to BF&J for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 18-051, a law in the Muskoka Creek Nation appropriating funds to provide financial assistance to Muskoka Creek traditional churches for church camps. Sponsors Thomas Senior Hull Osborne.
Chairman,
Chairman, I make a motion to do pass.
Motion for do pass.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
Chairman, I'd like to add or amend the legislation to add summer before church camps in the title and then throughout legislation.
Okay, we have an amendment to the title to add summer before church camps and throughout the legislation. Have a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Any discussion on that? No discussion on that. Roll call for the amendment.
Thomas Iniehalla Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes back to the main motion. Any discussion? I think one question is, has already been posed, that is there an application already provided? Do we have an application that's made? Okay.
We're working on it.
Working on an application, do we know when this will come about, like in May or as soon as we can get one completed? Okay, as soon as it passes, we'll get one done. Okay, all right, thank you. Any more questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Iniehalla Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 18-052, the Lawman School Creek Nation, authorizing a donation to the United Tribes for Christ Fellowship. Sponsor is David Hill.
Chair, make a motion to do pass.
Motion for do pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Thomas Iniehalla Osborne. Discussion. We've got a sponsor here.
I think it's pretty much the same thing as the last couple of years. If you want to explain a little bit more.
Yes, we go wherever the people wants us to go, and they've requested that we come back to the Kiowa Nation. We were there last year, and they were very blessed by a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on in their area, as well as a lot of our communities. And so we go wherever we're requested to go. We're a national fellowship, and we want to go just wherever the need is. We just got back from California, so we were there for a week. But this is, we are dedicated to it since 1978. It's a yearly camp.
Okay. Do we have any questions? Yes, Mark?
What other tribal nations donate?
It's usually just us. The eldership of our organization, there's 8, and each one is required to give $350 each. And they're from the Saginaw Chippewa tribe, the Chickasaw tribe, and the Seminole.
I was kind of referring to like what tribal nations, the Kiowas or Comanches or Wichitas or Seminoles or...
It's wherever we're at. The Kiowa Nation, they've always given us in kind, like they provided the place where we're going to have it. They provide some of the food that we need, and it's a lot of in kind, water, things like that. This year we're going to have a primitive kitchen. And we don't know how that's going to go. we're going to do that this year. It's an outdoor. This is an outdoor event this year. So the Kiowa Nation and the people of the Kiowa Nation, they usually donate in kind.
There's like 14 tribal nations over there. Have you asked any of the other ones?
We never have. I think we did approach the Comanches at one time, but that's been years ago.
Thank you.
Questions? Any questions from committee? No more questions. Roll call vote.
Thomasine Yohella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
No.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
We have 3 in favor and 1 against.
3 in favor and 1 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
And also be forwarded to the FJ for funding source.
Thank you very much. We'll try it better next year on the funding sources.
I turn the chair over to Mark Randolph.
Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Eufaula Indian Club, sponsors Gerald Proctor. You have a motion?
Yes, motion for due pass.
Motion due pass by Gerald Proctor is our second.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Yes, I don't see any other ones that's supposed to be here today.
Any comments or concerns from the committee?
I'd like to postpone this to next month's meeting.
We have a motion on the floor to postpone for a month.
Second.
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 Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call vote, please.
Thomasine Yohella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Because he's the chairman at the moment. Skip on him to go on to Dale.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
And now to Daryl.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
NCA 18-053, we post call for 1 month. And I'll turn it back over to Chairman Dale.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. And that concludes that part of the agenda. Next we have is other business. And in our other business, we have a discussion, the Green Corn Ceremonial Grant application. Dale, I'll turn it over to you.
It brought to my attention that that the Ceremonial Grounds received a certain amount of money each year for the Green Corn Dances. I was just wondering, and turn it over to, I'd like to get some input from all the Mikos here. Is it enough? Does it need to be increased? I can't remember the exact amount. Was it 8,000, I think, or 5,000? So I was just wondering, the purpose was to help the Ceremonial Grounds, and it was established in a while back, I can't exactly remember, but I think we'd like for the Ceremonial Grounds to grow, and so I'm just wondering if that needs to be, the money needs to be increased. So I'll just turn it over to whoever's in the audience.
Yes.
If you don't mind, can we, the Meagles are all standing right here, could they be invited to y'all's table?
Yes, okay. Please.
I mean, we got 5 or 6
grounds here.
Something to say to you. We just heard about it just a couple of days ago that there was going to be a discussion about Green Corn Funds. So we kind of called around and see who can make it to find out what's really going on, you know, and have our input. I'm I'm not a leader of this bunch. I think every one of them's got the authority to say whatever they will say, but we didn't know what was going on. So, as you all well know, I think we got one ground got in trouble over there, Marine Corps ceremony money, and we don't want that to happen no more, you know, and you got to work with the council and the tribe. So that's one of our big concerns about our ground, you know. I know a lot of people say, you know, we're no better than other people, but that's not the way we look at it. We look at it as we've been here for a long time, and we've left with what we have. And as you can all tell, we have a culture preservation placed here on the tribe that goes out and does a lot of things for the culture and preserving our tradition this way. And the grounds, I believe, are well adapted to being quiet and everything. You don't try to get involved too much. But you know, we did like to come and listen in. I think these guys probably got something to say. I just wanted to open it up for them and let them have their say. You know. I know for a long time, the Yuchi people, you know, they're strong for a lot of years, but they never did really come up here. We didn't either, so. But, here we go. Let's see what's going on with it. Okay. So, that's all I have to say about that. I'll listen in what these guys got to offer, okay. What their thoughts are. So, it's in the wild, you see, Monkey Box. Y'all might want to say what y'all want to say.
Yes, go ahead, David.
I'd kind of like to postpone this discussion until we could get representative from each ground at least. You know, it didn't have to necessarily be amico, but if they could all input, because we all have different needs. And I think it'd be a lot better. Like Bobby said, you know, we can't talk for other grounds. And, you know, that's not our place. And, you know, we don't want to make a decision that's going to affect everyone. You know, and I think it'd be better if, you know, all the grounds are represented. I think at one time there were 16 that were represented by tribal resolution that were recognized. And I know a couple of those are not on there anymore, so they're not active anyway. So I think it'd be a lot better for us to, you know, all be here to talk about it. And like I said, everybody's got different needs. You know, some people have more camps, some people have, you know, enough camps, that kind of thing. But I think it'd be better for all of us to be here. And if we could do it pretty soon, because season's right around the corner, so you know, if you're going to increase it or decrease it or whatever, you know, whatever the whatever the council wants to do, I mean the committee wants to do, then you know, that way everybody can have a say so or listen in on it.
Okay, all right.
And that's my thoughts.
There has been one ground already applied for Green
Corps. Oh, they want to increase it? Money to $8,000.
Yeah.
Now they want to postpone it till all the meetings will show up. You know, because some of them have a lot of camps.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. That's the main focus.
Yeah. Okay. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. So I'll give other opportunity today on your thoughts. Basically, what they're saying is that. And I understand what you're saying here. We need more representation. You don't speak for all. You all speak for your own. Or, but anybody else have any comments?
I'd like to make a comment. As far as Greenleaf, I just want to thank this council for, you know, always thinking about us. You know, we've never had any problems, you know, with the council approving anything for us. And that's you know what we, that's who we are, you know, with Scoville Creek. And on our part, I just like to say widow to all of y'all, you know, for even considering, you know, this grant. If you want to increase it, you know, that's fine, you know, because there was just comments made, you know, in the last couple of years, you know. Groceries are getting higher, everything else is getting higher, you know, and some of them barely make it. Some people are on fixed income, and the, you know, the little more that they can get, you know, they appreciate that. And they made those comments, you know, you know, if there was any way to get a little more, you know. It doesn't have to be a lot, you mm-hmm. know. But just being on the agenda and, you know, being under discussion on Greenleaf's part, I was going to say. But, all right.
Before I pick a segment on the ground, mm-hmm. we're like green corn. Mudo for thinking of us, for our because we're sustaining and moving, but the money we like the idea that there's going to be an increase, but I want the council to know or this committee to know that money isn't what's sustaining us, mm-hmm. but it does assist us, mm-hmm. like you mentioned that our members are getting older, people are moving to that age where they have fixed incomes, and yet they're still trying to have their table open to visitors coming in, and it's almost a rude thing to say, to tell somebody, I don't have anything, or I have very little, or I can't feed nobody because we're just trying to maintain what we have. But I want the committee to realize, if we do come back next month and say we want the increase, I want to be aware that it's not an issue of we'll keep on going if you give us more money. Mm-hmm. It's just to assist us. But if it doesn't, we don't receive any more money, we're still going to carry on with what we do. Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I've been here a long time in ceremonial ways. Mm-hmm. And it's like I said, the growth is getting high now and need more money for the camps. Mm-hmm. The ground got a lot of camps. It takes money to feed a lot of bidders. Our bidders comes in to our ground, mm-hmm. their ground. Need more money to feed the people.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like they said, you know, we don't speak for all the grounds. You know, everybody has their own ground, and one of the things that, you know, that I like to put out there is that some of these grounds, we all don't have the same amount of campers as these other grounds do. Some of them may have 17 camps, some of them may have 5 camps, some of them, you know, like there's some that has 20-something camps. So when you divide that portion of money to 20-something camps, it comes down pretty low. And I was just trying to figure it out in my head and everything. I think it was New Tulsa, they got X amount of money for, you know, they got their 5,000. They divided it up however they was doing it and everything. And out of all the people that showed up there during their green corn, of course, I was counting the plates from Sam's Wholesale and stuff, and it averaged out to about $1 a plate for food. So when you think about how much you want to increase or whatever it is, you know, those things may take into consideration because, and like Arbica said, you know, it's not about the money. You know, we've been going all this time, you know. The Micos, they're humble people, loving people, and caring people for their people. And we try our best to take care of everybody, no matter who they are. And if it's to give them a cup of coffee, well then, so be it. But we try to take care of everybody. And in the custom, in the traditional custom, it's a shame when you don't have no food, or when you run out of food. So, like they were saying, you know, we need to have more people, more Micos show up too, mm-hmm. so that we can have an input, and then I can give you guys enough stuff to think about on what you guys think should be the increase or decrease or whatever it is that you guys want to do. Mm-hmm. So, that's all I have to say.
All right. All right. I appreciate everybody being here. Do we have any questions?
Yeah, I know the committee only meets like on the second Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, you know, if we could have something a lot quicker than that, because mm-hmm. you know we're getting ready to get into our season now. So, and green corn's, you know, a few months away, but you know, the quicker people can talk and express mm-hmm. themselves, then I think it'd be a lot better. And like D'Amico said, you know, we appreciate what y'all do. Mm-hmm. You know, from our hearts. You know, we. Like you said, you know, we'll make it without you, mm-hmm. but, you know, with your assistance, you know, it'll make it a little bit easier on us.
Okay. You said we have to call another meeting. We can call another.
Yeah, you can. Depend on the committee if you want me to draft some legislation mm-hmm. To do it maybe differently, you know, like parking, like have a set amount of money, and mm-hmm. they still have to have an application process. Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure that there's enough money in that.
Okay.
I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's one option, and then another option, you just have to have a special meeting, a committee meeting, mm-hmm. just to discuss with any goes
okay.
about the legislation.
All right. Yes.
I know y'all do the ceremonial grounds. This ain't about Wayne Gorn, but I told a speaker here about maybe 6 months ago. There was a thing going about with the Seminole Nation. I don't know if he told y'all or not, but Fish Pond and New Tulsa are close to the Seminole boundary lines, and they got a lot of Seminoles that's involved with their grounds. They offered them, I think it was 2 months ago, their council offered them to pay them $10,000 a piece to help them. But I was talking to one of the council members over there. Their ideal is trying to pull our ceremonial grounds from the Creek Nation into the Seminole Nation, so they would have a stronger stability, I guess you would say, about preserving their traditional ways. So they're looking at these two grounds. As y'all well know, I don't know if y'all know, but at one time, Gar Creek, even though it was in Seminole boundaries, was involved with Creek Nation. Y'all used to assist them with green corn funds, but Seminole Nation promised to take care of them, so they went to Seminole Nation. And I think the only thing they got, I talked to their meetings before, and the only thing they got from them in the last 20 years is a water well. That's it. So I hate to see, my concerns about these grounds is I hate to see that another tribe takes away our grounds. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention of this table. Since y'all are involved with it, you know, maybe y'all could do a little investigation on it and see if it is true or what they're trying to do. And, you know, like I said, I've been going to these grounds all my life, and I hate to see them to switch sides and have no assistance anymore. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd bring that to y'all's attention. But I think these Meekles sitting here a long time ago with our people that came to visit our grounds, we always made a speech, even if it was water and bread, that we would share. That's where it used to be way back there. We would offer just bread and water. That's all we had. They were welcome to it. But we've been doing a lot better over the years by mm-hmm. getting assistance. But we still continue to make that speech out there to offer our visitors with water and bread, to bring bread with them. So, you know, we appreciate what y'all thinking about doing, I think, you know. And like I said, we're going to survive one way or another at the grounds, mm-hmm. through hardships or through the easy days, either way. We'll continue. Madhu.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from committee or anyone else? Comments?
Could you, when there's something like this application thing that you wanted to talk about, could you guys give us a little bit further notice than 2 days? Mm-hmm. I mean, I just found out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And just let us know maybe a week or so. So, mm-hmm. and
yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll probably will come up with maybe another committee meeting, and then we'll let everyone know. And hopefully we can get all the ones that want their input to be here present that evening. All right. All right, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, but when I was a young man, you know, a lot of Indians, they have gardens, farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they get their food, their own garden. Mm-hmm. People in the ceremony ground. That's what I see it way back there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, y'all get much creek from the Creek Nation to us now, but don't get no money. Enough money.
You're the garden now.
Okay. I'll say that. All right.
Thank you.
I think we had another business. We had someone that they wanted to speak to us to a committee tonight.
Mr. Allen.
We'll give you a few minutes to present what you got and give you time to speak.
Okay. My name is Corky Allen, and I'm with the Intertribal Sacred Land Trust. Months ago, I presented to the, we had a phone conference with the Cultural Preservation Office, myself, probably was the only one on the phone. And what we had was basically a false start. The project is the Obithlia Yohola National Historic Trail. And it tells a story about the exodus of 8,000 to 10,000 Eugene Creek and Seminole people at the onset of the Civil War when it began in 1861. The federal government withdrew their troops from then Indian territory, which left us caught in a storm. And so it was decided by Opitla Yohola and other leaders, and particularly ceremonial grounds, the power of speakers on the road and bundles of sticks to assemble to begin a trail that went from Seminole to Eufaula, and I call it number 9, and then Highway 48 from Holandville all the way north. And what happened was that the warriors, there had to be a good sized number of warriors. I know by the time that they hit Yuchi country up near where I'm from, the Yuchis had at least 500 or more on horseback that met them near where I grew up. And that was the reason I knew the story. And so I've expended hundreds of hours of research on this, and I think I overflooded a few members of your committee here with documents related to my research. And what we have is a situation that, first of all, we have several thousand people that died in 3 separate battles, but it was the complete same movement that on their way to Kansas. And each battle just got worse and worse until by the time the third battle, and the Confederate forces was feeding and resupplying these separate armies that engaged our people on their way. And we need to protect those places. In 2010, there was a constitutional amendment. I believe it's Article 11, protection of burials and cemeteries. But it mentions in there about the Exodus and the protection of those grave sites. But that amendment has never been implemented, as you would say, placed into action. And one of the things the Constitution Commissioner that I work with was by the name of Robert Tripp. He's the last living Creek Nation Constitution Commissioner alive right now. They all died. But that's how this thing came about. And one of the things that we inserted in there was conservation easements as a legal tool to be able to protect those. And I've worked with the conservation easements. I drew up a brochure in 2001, and I made copies to the committee, and I don't think anybody has ever seen one. But what conservation easements principally are, and the state of Oklahoma passed it in 1999, but it's a legal tool where you can protect cemeteries, for instance, former allotted lands, in which we have thousands of them, I know, in a database. So you have burial sites on some of those allotted lands that are mostly owned now by non-Indians. This is a way to protect those, including ceremonial ground places that are no longer going, but are owned by non-Indians. It's about development rights, approaching the landowners, and they can either donate their development rights to their property, in which you define them and you assess them, and then its value, they receive a federal tax credit, and they can enjoy that for a few years, and so it's beneficial to the landowner. These have been used for a long time, and I lived in Tennessee doing archaeology there, and we added an archaeological district in Chattanooga, Tennessee to the Chattanooga-Chickamauga National Battlefield, which was the first battlefield designated as a park in the United States in 1890. So I have had extensive experience working with the Civil War folks out in the Southeast trying to protect sites, because many of those battle sites are on top of archaeological sites. Now, by implementing this, it would be adopting the Uniform Conservation Easement Act, which passed, back in the 80s, I think 1988. So really it's old, but I'm seeing the Indian legal community across the country is discovering this legal tool for protecting properties without buying them. And we do want to protect those sites where these 7,000 people lie dead forever. You know, they didn't have time enough to bury them, you know, whenever they're on the run and the army's chasing them. By the time the third battle took place, they were out of ammunition. That's whenever they lost everything that they had. This story has never been told. We need to tell the story. We need to protect those places. And everyone I've talked to is, even state people are in agreement of this. Now, just today, after a couple of weeks of trying to get a hold of him, we have an Indian high up in the National Park Service hierarchy. His name is Joe Watkins. He was a former federal archaeologist whenever I met him back in the 70s. Now, Joe returned my call, and I just gave him a brief summary of it. And he's completely for this because he knows what it could mean, not to just to us, but also, you know, to our history. It's our history. It's our story. And it's a fantastic story once it's all laid out. But I'm a poor man. I had to borrow $20 for gas to come down here. You know, and we need to get this thing off of Political High Center and really kind of get it going, because those applications for the battlefields themselves, most project only has one single battlefield. And I have a report of United States Civil War Commission, and it was 2010, but the information was good. They determine and prioritize 7 battlefields in former Indian Territory. And our 3 battlefields are in that 7 priority. So we get a lot of kudos, you know, for stepping up to protecting this and redeveloping this land trust. The Civil War Commission, Civil War Trust, all love to work with land trust. And the Intertribal Sacred Land Trust is dedicated, and our mission is to protect sites. So want to work with the tribe and the land trust. When I first developed it back in 2000, was to work alongside with the nation, but the nation never understood the value of working with a land trust. So I'd like to get it off Political High Center, implement this. It's tribal law, but it means nothing, and we can't use it if we can't get it passed forward. So I hope that we can share information. I mean, you know, where do I place all of these documents that I have for consideration? Who holds them? Who do I tell? This is not my project. This belongs, as the chief talked about in a couple of months ago, is a people's project. We don't know who the people were that left on this exodus, but we do have documented evidence of who lived and what tribal towns they were from. And it was the congressional paper that I have on the Senate in 1902. They only used 6,000, but there was only about 3,200 that survived. So what the government was trying to do is to say that more of them lived than died. And that was, you know, over 40 years after the Civil War. But that isn't the true story. We need to tell our own story. We need to write it. We need to tell our people. And this is something that can uplift people and get them involved. And it will call for a lot of memoranda of understandings with different tribes, because the first battle took place just above Creek County, where I live in Bristow, in Pawnee County. And then it jumps over on Bird Creek, over which would get in Cherokee Nation, possibly Shawnee, Delaware country. And the third battle took place in Osage County. So then it led to a land cession. They took away all of our western lands. In fact, the Hoopla, Oklahoma City, is in former Muscogee Creek Nation. Give them a tag. They want a tag, you know. But anyway, then it led to a treaty, and then it led to the first centralized government of the 1867 Constitution. So all of these historical events was set off by a war that wasn't ours. Any questions? Anybody got any suggestions where this documentation should go? Who I should work with? I mean, I have proposed that a cultural resource commission be drawn up, and I even offered a model code for doing that to oversee this project and to basically where everything works together.
Okay. Anybody have any comments or questions on what he's telling us today, Dale?
You know, I mean, when it comes to our level, you know, it would be more about the MOU type stuff, and so probably have to talk with some of the folks at the tribe and see about some of these things, mm-hmm. I would think. Kind of out of our realm of our expertise, right? Mm-hmm.
Leanne, have you spoken with him?
No, but Breland has, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's not here tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do recall that they did have discussion about this a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And I think they had a contract that was going to be drawn up, or they drew
our contract was drawn up and executed, but it was a false start because I first identified the Department of Agricultural Rural Development Funds, and I found out later that the appropriate funding for this project would be mostly through the National Park Service and the Federal Highway Administration. And we wouldn't be the first tribe to do a National Historic Trail. The Nez Perce did it a long time ago with the Chief Joseph Trail. The Navajos did it with the Long Walk when Kid Carson rounded them up and marched them back to their homeland.
Okay. So anybody else have any questions or comments? Mark? I know we you give us a lot of information. It's like you said, not many people do know about this. You know, this is the first time it's been presented to us this evening. Hopefully we can try to get something going and kind of what you're looking in direction, the kind of direction you're looking for. So
the Park Service is ready.
Okay.
We can move it forward. I mean, these are...
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I got the floor. Okay. Like I said, we can try to... try to help you, and I appreciate you coming up and letting us know. And you know, we'll try to get with Ray Lynn, and she is over our cultural department. We will talk with her and give us all your information. And I believe something could come out of this, and we appreciate you coming up and presenting this. All right, that concludes that. Anybody have any thing in other business? No other business? All right, now we're down to our announcements. Have any announcements? No announcements. Now we're down to our adjournment and benediction, and I'd like to ask Mr. Mark if you would offer our benediction with service or adjournment.
Choices. As for traveling mercy on the way home, she recovers all in your blood. I say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Meeting your end. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.